I'm here. How can I help you?
Hi, I don't know if I'm calling the right place or not. I was wanting to find out some more information about the caregiver program to where like a relative can give you caregiver services and get paid for it.
Yep, sure. I can help you with that. Is the so you want to be the caregiver for a family member?
No, I'm the family member. My daughter would be the caregiver.
Oh, okay. Are you on Medicaid?
I have Medicaid spend down. Does that count?
Oh, spend out, but yes, sure, yeah. I
Okay,
mean,
so I
are
have
you?
Medicaid, yes. I have
So you're
Medicare
paying
and
for the spend
Medicaid.
out? How's it this? Okay,
I'm sorry?
but you're doing, you're paying for the spend down? Yeah, like you're. I'm not
Yeah, I have
familiar
to
exactly
spend
how.
some. Well, like I have to spend so much every month
Right. So
to get
you pay.
my Medicare. I have active Medicaid, yes.
Yes, yeah, I know we do accept with a spin down. It's just I'm not so familiar, but we can definitely, as long as it's taken care of, then that's fine.
And this would help me
So
meet my spend down.
you ever had the services before?
No.
Okay, so let me.
Did I lose you? Still there?
Yes, I'm here. What's your date of
Oh, I'm
birth?
sorry. 6/16/1971.
6/16/1971. What's your social security number?
491-840136.
36. You said 491-840136?
Yeah, 491-840136.
Okay,
Can you hear all
Danielle
that noise in
Rose.
the break? Yes.
Wait, it says it's inactive though. Are you aware that it's inactive, your Medicaid?
It should be active. I have active Medicaid spend down.
It says it's, I do see spend down of 1,012, then it says inactive as well.
I gotta go to that again. Okay. Because I know
Yeah.
it's active. Now, do you do it just based? Because I have Medicare too. Do you do it just? But do you have
No,
to have
no.
Medicaid?
No. It's not, it has nothing with Medicare.
Right, so it has to be Medicaid.
Medicaid, but we can help. You could reactivate, and then once it's reactivated, then we could definitely help you.
Okay, I'm definitely. Yeah, I'm gonna call the lady at
There is a number
that
in
helps
case
you
you
with that.
call. Or you have a number?
Okay. No, I have a contact, so I can call him.
Okay, just to make sure, your address is still 2701 Veterans Memorial Parkway, apartment 12 in St. Charles, Missouri,
Yeah.
6203.
Yeah.
Okay, that's still the
So
address.
can I ask a couple of general questions?
Yeah.
So in general, like how does it work? Like how many hours would she have to work and
Oh, okay, sure. So you'll be evaluated. So according to your needs, and you'll be approved for hours, so the caregiver will be able to work every week those amount of hours.
Okay, now what if my diagnosis was, I mean, I have a lot of physical ailments, but my diagnosis is mainly mental health. Would that be okay?
Oh, it's mainly. What about what physical do you have? Do you have?
Well, I'm on Social Security disability. But physical, I have like bad knees. I have chronic arm pain, things like that. Like
Yeah,
it's hard for me to
you
get around.
most, yeah, most probably qualify.
So, and how much do they usually make an hour?
So it really depends how many hours you'll be approved for. Like it depends on the hours. The going rate for this service is, it would be in the range of 15, I think. But it really depends how many hours you'll be
15?
approved for. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then, like, she would, is it one of those things where, like, they get paid immediately or do they get a direct deposited? How does that work?
They can set it already deposit, and it would be, it's a weekly payment every week.
Weekly payment. All right. So thank you very much.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
So you'll reach out. I can